If you give it recognition, no matter how small, you're going to give it fuel to manifest. As for specifics, let me put it this way. If you give someone a loaded gun, they're liable to fire it. If you give them a loaded gun with the firing pin taken out, there's no danger of it going off. That's what I do. I take the firing pin out of my statements. Ed then resumes. The essence of black witchcraft is a pact with the devil. And women who make such pacts become, in effect, brides of the devil on earth. Now, insofar as the devil is called the prince of the earth, the devil's bride need only ask her husband for earthly pleasures, and supposedly they're hers. The only hitch is that before any of these benefits come to the witch, she's got to give her soul willingly to the devil. Lonnie was mercenary enough to go through with such a pact. Part of the paraphernalia was the black lace mantilla, which she wore as a perverse wedding veil, on top of which she placed a crown of goat horns. Next, she married herself into evil by renouncing God and her baptism and swearing allegiance to Satan. She finalized the ritual by washing down the vow with a cup of animal blood. The cup, says Ed, pointing to the oak table in the middle of the occult museum, is there with the veil and the goat horns. As Ed and Lorraine have delivered many people, they've taken the relics and formed this museum. About a month after Lonnie performed the ritual, and by the way, that's the only thing I'd fault them on. I think they ought to burn them. About a month after Lonnie performed the ritual, the girl explained that Alan started to take an interest in her. He'd been calling on the phone, eventually started visiting her on weekends. For Lonnie, things were hunky-dory. What she hadn't counted on, however, that she was in debt to the demonic. By performing the witchcraft ritual, Lonnie had given permission for the demonic to enter her life. Ordinarily, the witchcraft formula she used would have attracted other incubus, the sexual oppressor of women, or succubus, the sexual oppressor of men, but in her case, it drew a lesser demonic spirit. Nevertheless, this entity went forward and oppressed her sexually just the same, apparently because this was her point of greatest vulnerability. The spirit inflamed her passions again and again until she was reduced to being a servant of impulse. At that juncture, the oppressing spirit was able to possess Lonnie at will, which was when she began to have experienced memory gaps. Having spent well over an hour interviewing this couple, and I should mention the boyfriend wasn't too pleased with what he'd heard, I knew that for the girl's own safety, I had to arrange for an immediate exorcism. Otherwise, the entity, knowing that I knew it was possessing the girl, might take her over one last time and bring about a suicide situation. With that in mind, I went out in the hall and explained the problem to Lorraine, told her to take the rented car back to the hotel for the night. The three of us then drove in Alan's car to Lonnie's apartment. I spent the night watching old movies on television with Alan while she slept in a bedroom with the door open and a light on. The next morning, I put a call through to a local Protestant exorcist in whom I had great faith. I couldn't call on a Catholic exorcist at the time because their clergy has to follow Vatican policy and undergo a 3-day period of prayer and fasting before conducting any exorcism of the possessed. The exorcist and his assistant, both Protestant clergymen, arrived about an hour later. Both were capable men, and I explained the background of the case to them. Of course, they'd heard it all before. Then Lonnie was brought into the room. Up to this point, the clergyman had not witnessed the possession, nor had the girl been possessed since the night before. What I had to do first, therefore, was to prove to them that possession was in fact taking place. One of the many tests for possession is to discreetly place a crucifix behind the head of the possessed. So in this case, the exorcist instructed the girl to close her eyes and slowly count to 20. His assistant, already standing behind the girl, then placed a cross 6 inches behind her head. The entity possessing the girl suddenly The Spirit, his assistant, already standing behind the girl, then placed a cross 6 inches behind her head. The entity possessing the girl suddenly let go with shall I continue? You interested? You think they're interested?
Yes, sir.
I could finish it tomorrow night if Albuquerque and Steubenville and Rochester and Dallas and Fort Worth would beg me a little. Or I could finish it tonight if Reno and Los Angeles and San Diego beg me a little. It's a question who does the most. Well, I don't like the word beg, entreating. Let's see if they want me to continue or if I put them to sleep.